You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Good luck to the people over there in the Berkeley neighborhood after that water main break. Took hours to shut off the water. Now Denver water spokespeople are trying to explain why it took so long. They said, quote, it takes time to identify what pipes have breaks on them and then to turn enough valves to get the large amount of water to stop flowing out of the breaks, end quote. What I'm imagining there is that they were like turning off a valve and they're like, did that stop it?
How about this one?
No. Okay. What about now? No.
Don't they have the valves marked? Don't they have some sticky tape on there with some Sharpie?
I don't know. The pictures from the flooding are pretty darn incredible.
Denver
Water
everywhere says
that the law states, Jeremy, that Denver Water does not have to take responsibility for any damages.
I would think so. How do you know? If it's just a pipe that's failing underground, it's
an act of God.
That stuff gets old and it fails.
More than 4 dozen homes suffered damage out of that. Now, the only funny thing about all of this is there was a rumor going around that Denver Water shot down, but a rumor had been floating around, pardon the pun, floating around that the necessary valve they needed to shut off had been paved over. There's something funny about that, and
whoops.
I know it's not funny to people whose homes were damaged, but they say that is not true.
Okay.
But man,
that's
is that
true.
A damn good rumor. The Avalanche broke a 4-game losing streak last night. Thank you. They
good.
Beat the St. Louis Blues, and in doing so, the Avs tied a 21-year-old team record for the most points in a season. And that team, by the way, went on to win the 2001 Stanley Cup. And what are the Avs going to do this year, Jeremy?
Win the Stanley Cup!
That is exactly... Burr,
burr, burr, burr. We got to get a foghorn sound effect. The foghorn when they get the goal. Or not.
Let's not. Get one of the hats with the little lights that
spins
around. Rockies lost again in Philadelphia. They play the Phillies again today. And the Nuggets have to stave off elimination again tonight. Big Nuggets game tonight in the playoffs. They take on the Warriors out on the West Coast. So I was reading this story. They went out and surveyed something like, how many parents? 1,000 parents? Yeah, they surveyed 1,000 parents, and they asked them to name the most difficult age to raise. Like, at what age are kids the most difficult?
Oh, the kids, they're monsters. I will tell you right now that my son, old Reed Areno, is going to be 11, and he's getting difficult. Mr. Sassy Pants.
Sassy.
Sassy Pants.
I was going to say, how is that?
Starting to back talk, starting to challenge what you say, you know?
But here's the thing. Are they really good arguments?
No. No, but it's just like...
Because if a child challenges what I'm saying, and it's a really good argument, I have to say...
It's like, well, go unload the dishwasher. No, I don't want to. Well, no, you're going to unload the dishwasher. No, I don't feel like it right now.
Are you like taking away video games and stuff like that?
I've taken away his Pokemon cards, which stings quite a bit.
Oh boy.
Oh.
Unload the damn dishwasher, Reed.
Yeah.
Anyway, this 1,000 parents said the most difficult age. Here's the bad news for you, Jeremy. You haven't even hit it yet.
Oh, great.
They say it's 15. And that makes sense to me. All the hormones really raging then.
I was trying to think of how I was at 15. I would imagine I was a jerk. Do you remember if you were ever a jerk to your parents?
Once.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I was a jerk to my dad once. I'll never forget the day.
I
never did it again after that day.
I also can remember one incident when I was a jerk to my mom and my dad had to come home from work.
Oh, boy.
The fire station.
Oh, boy.
I was never a jerk to my mom again.
Yeah. I don't even want to give details. I'm just
going to
say that it worked, and I was
absolutely an
angel after that. Anyway, they say 15 is the most difficult age. Number one, dealing with mood swings. That was number one on the list. All right, what else is trending?
You might know more about this than me, since you've been around the music industry-ish for a long time, but this story is talking about how it generally costs about $15,000 to $60,000 to license a song for a movie. Are you familiar with any of those numbers? I don't think
I know the specific numbers.
There's a story out this morning talking about the most expensive song to license for a movie or TV show, and it's AC/DC's Thunderstruck.
Why
for
that
some
one?
Reason. I don't know. The producers for the movie back in 99, Varsity Blues, which I will say I'm not a big sports guy. That's an awesome movie. It's such a good movie. They paid $500,000 for the rights to that song back in 99, so you can imagine that price has probably gone way up. And it's been used in more current movies, too. Deadpool, Thor, Battleship, Iron Man 2, Longest Yard, so AC/DC is raking it in.
Yeah.
With their old Thunderstruck song, which is... you like that song?
It's so-so.
It's all right. My girlfriend Megan Fox is in trending today. More Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly blood drinking going on, Dom. She did an interview with Glamour UK where she says, "It's just a few drops of blood, but yes, we do consume it on occasion for ritual purposes." She says she's really into the astrology and the tarot card reading and metaphysical practices. And so she says, you know, like during full moons or special rituals, she does, you know, do a little dab of his blood on her tongue. And,
well, huh?
She said he's much more haphazard, though, and hectic and chaotic, and he's willing to just cut his chest open with broken glass and be like, quote, "Take my soul."
How much of these stories are just them... goofing just, on the media.
I know, you kind of wonder if it's just a little shock and awe with these stories.
Yeah.
Nick Nack did text me this morning. She said something about, you know, that story actually grossed her out. And I said something about leave Megan Fox alone. And she's like, really? Do you want me to cut your chest open with a glass and drink your blood? And then she says, just texting that makes me want to throw open my mouth. So I guess she's not into that.
Who was the classic rock artist who said that Machine Gun Kelly is the future of rock and roll?
Somebody just said it.
Was it Mick Jagger?
Could have been.
I'll look it up. But yeah, he claims that he can't listen to a lot of rock music these days, but he believes Machine Gun Kelly is the future of rock.
Listen, I kind of like his music.
Do you?
A little bit. It's funny, Mick Jagger's going to make an appearance in this story here. Al Pacino turned 82 on Monday. Celebrated at a nice Italian restaurant in Hollywood with his 28-year-old girlfriend. Noor is her name, or is it Noor? N-O-O-R. How would you?
I would pronounce that Noor.
Noor. She's pretty. She's quite attractive.
She's 28?
28. He's 82. Now, she did date Mick Jagger previously and Clint Eastwood previously, so she likes these old dudes,
she likes
man.
The geezers.
The second highlight of this story is that Al Pacino has a Shrek phone case. There's a lot of pictures from the paparazzi floating around. And
well, he's trying to relate to that 28-year-old girl.
I guess, man. I don't know what's going on there. And, oh, no, bad news for parents. An Encanto sing-along concert tour kicks off July 18th in Washington.
No!
It's going to make 32 stops across America. I didn't even bother to look to see if it's coming to Denver. I don't want to know. I'm trying to keep a little quiet about this, but it's coming,
Once your kids spend 5 minutes in school, they'll hear it.
Parents, prepare yourself. An Encanto sing-along concert is
coming. The word will get around to your kids' school, and you'll have no choice.
I know.
Better buy your tickets now.
God. And some guy on TikTok has gone viral this morning after he realized that the sun visor in his car extends. This could have been part of our little segment we did last week of the things you just discovered.
Mm-hmm.
Not all vehicles have it, but a lot of them, if you flip that visor down to block the sun, it also slides out to the side. People are losing their minds finding out that this happened.
Isn't it funny when this seems to happen frequently that the sun will be in just the wrong angle for your visor? Like if you have it faced forward, it won't block the sun. And if you turn it to the left of your side window, it doesn't get it. The sun finds a way to get through that one little spot.
Little crack. Your best bet is just to close your eyes. I asked you clickbait. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Kind of a little public service thing if you're in a relationship that you might want to check out today. It's 6 things couples shouldn't do in front of their friends. And the little list is on there, and you can kind of go through it with your SO and see if you guys do. Like number 1, put each other down in front of other people.
Don't do that.
So check out the other 5 on there. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.